Philadelphia could extend its controversial waste disposal contract with a trash incinerator in Chester for another year. Some city council members want the city to stop burning trash. However, Philly's Clean and Green director Carlton Williams says the city may extend its current contracts in order to evaluate the environmental impacts of burning trash versus sending it to a landfill.
We want to make sure that we get it right. We certainly don't want to rush it.
Environmental and health advocates argue that burning trash pollutes the air and harms the health of people in Chester. City officials have said switching entirely to landfills could raise costs for taxpayers. Well, Josh Shapiro is off to a record-breaking start in the 2026 campaign cycle. WHYY's Carmen Russell Slachansky reports on what that could mean for this year's governor's race.
According to a new finance report released Tuesday, Shapiro raised $10 million in just the first 3 months of the year. That's the highest first quarter total ever for a gubernatorial race in Pennsylvania, and about 10 times more than his likely Republican opponent, Treasurer Stacey Garrity. Shapiro already had $30 million on hand, and, after spending about $4.5 million, now sits on a roughly $36 million war chest heading into the spring. Garrity, by comparison, has about $1.5 million in her campaign account. Both Shapiro and Garrity touted thousands in small contributions from around the Commonwealth, but Shapiro's report also shows his campaign pulling in millions from large donors and political action committees. Garrity accused Shapiro of running for president and soliciting donations from billionaires outside Pennsylvania. Carmen Russell Slachansky, WHYY News.
Sunny and clear on this Wednesday afternoon, brisk outside as well, 49 degrees currently in Center City, Philadelphia. Atlantic City at 43 with a few patchy clouds, Wilmington at 50 and Cape May at 41. In Philadelphia, we are expecting temperatures to inch up a few more degrees before the day is out. Look for temperatures to get into the low 50s by about 5 or 6 this evening. Overnight, clear skies and temperatures in the mid-30s.